Okay, I'm with Steve Kumba.
All right.
And I've asked him who his Football Podcast Man of the Year 2010 is, and you've come up with Arsenal season goal.
Well, it's a, I guess it's a long story.
Put the background behind it.
I, as an Arsenal fan, you know, there's plenty of people who can pick.
Who are you picking, first of all, and then put your case behind it?
I'm picking Tom Vermaelen.
Thomas Vermaelen.
Mm. Now, give the best note.
Tom Vermaelen. Tommy Vermaelen.
TV.
TV5.
So Tom Vermaelen. Give us the reasons why.
Well, basically, the only reason I can think of picking Tom Vermaelen is essentially he's a defender who's wanted to come to Arsenal and defend. Everyone can see that his introduction to the back four was something that we needed. Sol Campbell came in for a good five months last season.
What did he give you that no one else did? So you've had, start of this season, what other central defenders did you have on the books? Take Vermaelen away. Who else did you have on the books? Campbell had left, obviously.
Well, Campbell had left, and then obviously you've got players like Giroud in the fucking squad, who's a decent.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, never heard of him. Decent centre back, but just never fucking.
He's been here about 8 years, hasn't he? Never fucking done anything, has he?
Been injured
Netflix
a lot.
The best thing is sliced bread.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know who you're talking about.
Giroud.
I've never heard of him.
You've heard of him.
Swiss
mate.
International.
Stop playing up.
You've heard of him. Go on. So you got Giroud. Who else have you got at the centre? Start of this season, who else could you have played centre-back?
Well, start of this season, it wasn't great.
When did Vermaelen sign? Start of the season or before?
He was last season, so okay. he was there. But then you've got Mikel Silvestre, who was a rock and left. Good.
A cock.
Good. A cock. A rock cock and left. Our whole centre of defence is entirely new recruits this year.
Okay,
so you're talking Laurent Koscielny.
Yep,
who has looked very good in patches, but very inexperienced. Inexperienced, and Sebastian Scalacci, who's worryingly experienced.
Okay. But you're speaking from experience because you've got a season to go, so it's not just. This is not just conjecture. Mm. This is actual podcast opinion. Not like Dan Ferdinand who doesn't go and watch the bastards. You've actually seen some games. So Vermaelen has impressed you. Started. He got a couple of goals as well, didn't he?
He got some goals. He came in and he got some goals. The goals were incidental. Like he scored some very, very good goals, and that's what got him noticed in the press. But that was massively incidental.
But he's not tall either.
The fact of the matter is, he's not. A lot of people made a lot about his height, but he was a commanding centre back. And
I'll tell you a story about his height. I came back from a weekend trip in Magaluf.
Yeah.
And the weekend we were away was an international weekend, and we flew back into Luton or Heathrow, wherever we did, and there was two Arsenal fans with us, and one of them just went. That's Tom Vermaelen there. That's Thomas Vermaelen. I looked over and it was like, he was tiny. He was absolutely tiny. It was actually him. He'd been away playing for, is it Belgium?
Oh, really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he'd been away playing for Belgium that week and they took a photo. I mean, he's really short.
Simon King ain't that tall, mate.
Yeah, Simon King's not tall. But that Bill, that's for you. Riverside Bill, that's for you. But yeah, he's not the biggest.
But he gets up. I've seen
him win headers that he shouldn't win.
And more than anything, he's a guy that can take that defence by the scruff of the neck and fucking command them and make them play. Sorry for the swearing.
We've got an explicit rating, it doesn't matter.
Do you think your defence, fully fit, can win the Premier League? Your defence can win you
and on the back of that, as an Arsenal fan and a podcast listener, who would your back five be? So name me a keeper and your back four. If everyone was fit at Arsenal now,
good question.
Who would your keeper and back four be? Take us through the keeper.
Right,
would it be the Polish guy?
A really different,
Polish guy? What one?
Yeah. Let's start. Almunia's not good enough.
Okay.
Like, fact. He's just not good enough. He's gonna be sent out.
Fabianski,
I genuinely think Wenger doesn't get it wrong. He thinks he's a very, very good...
Fabianski in goal.
No, and Chertsny, maybe. But Fabianski.
Yeah,
Fabianski.
Fabianski. Left back.
Left back, without a shadow of doubt, Gal Clichy. Oh, gone.
No,
we've all right.
Yep.
Gal Clichy.
Yep. Centre backs.
I would go with...
Vermaelen,
and I would go with Scalacci next to him.
Right back.
Sanya, without a shadow of a doubt. One of the best right backs in the fucking league, without a shadow of a doubt.
And Vermaelen is your man of 2010.
Without a shadow of a doubt, because he's a defender who wants to fucking defend.
Defender who wants to defend. 2010, done.